Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. In the previous year, we saw the Rambam that the Ayil V'Sara Musafin that you did before the Avodas Hayom is not valid, Einan Klum. And we want to understand why. What's the problem? It doesn't say Chuka, that it has to be Keseder. That applies to the Karbanos that are Karbanos Pinim. And also, there's no problem of Mechusu Zman, because we see that the Sara HaPnimi that's brought before the Matan Dam of the Par is not Pasul Atzmo Chusuzman. That was where we ended off in the previous shir. So Agon Rebel Pravarsky Shlita answers as follows, that Tosas and Mechalek, as we saw in the previous shir, between Taras and Mitzorah and Abodas Yom HaKippurim, the Lo Shaykh Psul Mechusuzman Elo Gabi Mitzorah Shadayin Lo Egi Zman Taras. It's only the Psul of Mechusuzman is only Shaykh Gabi the Mitzora, that the Zman of his Tara has not yet arrived. There, by Mitzora, by Karbonos HaMetarim, there is the Psul of Mechusu Zman. However, not by Avodas Yom HaKippurim. So the Biur is that the Din of Mechusu Zman B'Seder Karbonos Mitzora is not Mishum Sheyesh Seder B'Maisa HaKrava. The fact that you require a Seder B'maisa HaKrava is not enough to create a matzav of Mechusu Zman, but rather the din of the Seder HaMetzora, who Seder B'chaleis Din Taras HaBailim. It is a Seder in the application of the Halacha of Taras HaBailim, like Tosis writes in their Lashon, She'adayin lo higia Zman Taharaso. His time for Tyra hasn't come yet. In other words, just like there's a din that the Mitzorah cannot become Torah unless he brings his Karbonos on the eighth day, so too there's another din, Seder Tyra B'Seder Tyraso, that he can only become Torah with a Chatos after he already brings his Asham. And if so, it emerges that it's considered Mechusur Zman B'Bailim Shlo Yigia Zman Tyraso. So there's a problem with the Bailim that time for his Tyra hasn't yet arrived, just like he can't become Torah when the Chatas is brought for the Asham. He has to first bring the Asham. Just like he has to bring his Karbanos on the eighth day. That's the time of his Tyra. And therefore, otherwise it's considered Mechusur Zman. It's not yet his time to become Torah if he brings the Karbanos out of order. Tosfos holds that this din is only b'seder Taras HaMetzorah and not b'avodas Yom HaKippurim, because that is kapara ba'alma and it's not a din Taira. This is all a din Taira, shadayin lo hagiya zman Taharaso, but it's not a din in the kaparas of avodas Yom HaKippurim, only din in Taira. And if so, the seder of avodas Yom HaKippurim is just b'tsuras ha'avodas. When it comes to Taras, to being b'tara the person, there you need the proper seder. But Avodas Yom HaKippurim, the Seder there is not about being mitar somebody. That's the tzura that has to be in this order. But it's not considered Mechusur Zman. Mechusur Zman is only when it comes to Seder Mitzorah, that this time before Tyra hasn't come, just like when the eighth day hasn't come, so too when the proper time for the carbon hasn't come, because you haven't brought the previous carbon, that's not yet his time to become tar. But B'Seder Avodas Yom HaKippurim, it's not considered Mechusur Zman, because that's a different category than Taras HaMetzorah. There it's not a din of being the Tara of the person. And therefore it's not considered Mechusur Zman. That's the Chilik of Tosis, Shadayin Lo Hagiya Zman Taharaso. That only applies to Taras HaMetzorah. But not, as Tosis writes, B'Seder Avodas Yom HaKippurim Dilei Kapara Lo Chashiv Mechusur Zman. There, bringing the Karbanos out of order is not considered Mechusur Zman. The Seder HaKarbanos is just Tzuras HaAvodas. So therefore the Seder of Avodas Yom HaKippurim is L'mitzvah, unless we have Beferish a Pasuk that says that's L'ikuva, that it's critical. So now would appear B'Das HaRamam, the Ramam holds that just like B'Seder Mitzorah, Mechusur Zman, it's considered Mechusur Zman B'Bailim, Shadayin Lo Hagiya Zman Taharaso, that when you bring this Karbanos Mitzorah out of order, it's considered that the time for the Taira of the Bailim has not yet come. So too we can say B'Karbanos HaMechaprim, like on Yom Kippur, that there's a din of Seder b'chaleis ha'kapara al habaylim. In other words, Be'ikr din kaparoso, Nemar din seder, she is kaper, kodem bekorban ze, ve'acharkach bekorban hasheni. So until now, we've been discussing Shitas HaTosfos. Shitas HaTosfos is that only when it comes to Mitzorah is a problem of Mechus Rizman. But B'das HaRambam, we can say that just like by Seder Mitzorah, it's considered Mechus Rizman, V'Bailim Shadayin Lo Yizman Taharaso, so also by Karbonos HaMechaprim, like on Yom Kippur, there's a Din Seder B'Chaleis HaKapara Ala Bailim. In other words, B'Ikr Din Kaparoso, there's a Din Seder that first he has to be miskaper with carbon zeh, v'acharkach with carbon sheni. V'chol shelo korav harishon lo niskaper bo, v'lo niskaper bo adayin lo igi zman kaparoso v'ein roi liskaper carbon amulchor lo. So if you do it out of order, it's considered mechus zman. You have to bring the carbonus kaseder. If you bring carbon number two before carbon number one, it's not good. V'im kein shuvi tochin loimar. So again, we can say that it's considered mechus zman bebailim shadayin lo higi zman kaparoso. That the time for the kapara of the bailim hasn't come, just like we say, by Tosfos says, the time of the taira for the bailim hasn't come. So to Yom Kippur, you can say the zman of the kapara of the bailim hasn't come. So we're basically using the svar of Tosfos and applying it also, not only to Mitzara like he did, like they did, but also according to the Rambam for Avodas Yom HaKippurim. So now, Medarf Gaina Trit Vaitel, we're going to go a step further, B'siyata Dishmaya. And that is to say as follows. That choluk din seder hanemar behakdomas soir hapnimi l'soir hachitzon midin seder hanemar behakdomas parashel kohen gadol l'soir hapnimi. There is a distinction between the din seder that was said in preceding the soir hapnimi to the soir hachitzon from the din of seder that was said in being makdim, the par of the Kohen Gadol to the Soyer Hapnimi. Because the Soyer Hapnimi and Soyer Hachitzon are both Karbonos Tzibur, and they are Mechaper on the Jewish people. And if so, they both have one bailim? And if so, we can say that when there was a din seder that was said about them, it is only when the din seder was said about the seirim, it's not only in the Maisa HaKrava, but it's a din seder in the Kaparas bailim. Shekach nemra Torahs kaparosin shel Yisrael. That this is the Torahs kapar of the Jewish people. First, they're miskaper b'sayer hapnimi, and afterwards b'sayer hachitzon. And if that's the case, it's considered mechus zman bebailim shadayin lo igi zman kaparosin. And therefore, the Rambam wrote very well that ayil v'sayer hamusafin. That you did them before the Avodah Seyom, Enon Klum, like we started out, even though it doesn't say Chuka. Who Machmas Psul Mechus Rizman? That's because there's a Psul of Mechus Rizman. Because that's the Seder of the Tara of the Kapara of the person. That we only get Kapara when first you bring the Sarah Apnimi and then the Sarah Chitzon. So if you bring the island Sarah Musafin before the Sarah Apnimi, it's no good. Psul mechus zman. Mashein kein, when one shechted the soyer hapnimi, kodem matan damo shel par. When one shechted the soyer hapnimi, before applying the blood, before spilling the blood of the par. Hare be'ikr kaparoson, in their fundamental atonement, they are distinguishable because the par belongs to the Kohen Gadol, and it's mechaper on him, paro shel Kohen Gadol, and the soyer is a carbon sibor and it's mechaper al Yisrael. So therefore, these are two karbonos with two different bialims. Uvazen nere shelashayich loymar sheish b'zedin seder b'chalos ha-kapara. If the kapara is on the same bialim, i.e. karbonos tzibur, so memela, you can say there's a problem with chosus man. There's a seder and the chalos kapara. But if you have two different bialim, i.e. the par of the kohen gadol and the sayer, which is a karbon tzibur, there's not shaykh to say that there's a din of seder chalos kapara. Ve'ein lo mar b'ze shat tzibur adayin lo hushar lekapara, kevan she'ein apar mechaper al tzibur ve'eino shayach lahem. You can't say that the tzibur is not yet prepared for kapara because we haven't yet brought the dam of the par. And what does the dam of the par have to do with the sayer? The dam of the par is shaykh to the kohen gadol, and the sayer is shaykh to the tzibur. How can you say it's a seder in their kapara? So the fact that we say that there is a seder, that's a seder v'maisa avodos v'seder hakravasam. There's a din that they should be sacrificed in this order, and therefore you need chukah that's going to make it li'ikuva. Otherwise, the seder is going to be a mitzvah ba'alma. So when it comes to the same category, two korbanos tzibur, so that's the seder and their kapara. So that's going to be a problem with chosu zman. But if we talk about two different animals in two different categories, i.e. the par of the kohen gadol and the sar of the tzibur, there, the fact that there's a seder is part of the seder avodas hayom. That's the tavnis, that's the tzura of the avodas korbanos. So there's going to be no problem with chosu zman, because they're bringing korbanos, they're bringing kapara to different people, but there's going to be a seder lechatchila, lemitzvah, but leikuva, you're going to need chukah. And now, we understand very well the Rambam. Shegabei sar ha-pnimi, shekdimo ledam ha-par. The Rambam says the reason of the psul is because tzarech pnim is kepnim. And there it says chukah li'ikuva. But ayol v'sar ha-chitzon, even though it doesn't say chukah, they're patzalats m'chus u'zman. If you makrav them, call them avodas hayom. Shadayin lo egi azman kaparas and shal Yisrael, and it's mechus azman bebailim. So now we understand the difference between the karbanos that the tzarech pnim yirmakim ledama par. The Rambam had to come on to the reason of tzarech pnim kipnim, and that's why there's a psul of the tzarech pnim before the matan dam of the par. Because just out mechus uzman, there's no problem, because sar pnim is for the tzibur and the dam par is for the kohen gadol. So you have to come on to the fact that sar pnim kipnim, and therefore the pasuk of chukah applies and seder is likuva. But ayel v'sar achitzon, there it doesn't say chukah, but they're going to be pasuk for another reason, mechus uzman, because lo egi zman kaparas and shal Yisrael. So it's mechus uzman bebailim if you bring the Sar and Ayil before the Avodas Hayom. We have to note that the Rambam says that if you're macked in the island Sar Achitzon, it's puzzle, but he doesn't mention the Elo Shel Kohen Gadol. What happens if you're macked in the Elo Shel Kohen Gadol to the Sar HaPnimi? So based on what we said, it would be as follows: that if you're macked in the Ayil Shel Kohen Gadol, the Avodah the Sar HaPnimi, it's going to be kosher. A, because there's no chukah, because it's me'advarim hanasim bebit deizov bachutz, and it's also not shaykh dinim v'chus uzman. If you're macked him into the Seirim, why? Because it's not of the same bailim. The Ayil is of the Kohen Gadol and the Sar is of the Tzibur. But if you're makdim the ayil of the kohen gadol to the par of the kohen gadol, mishum mechus uzman bebailim, because lo egi azman kaparos al shoi kohen gadol ba'ayil, until he gets the kapara of the par. So that would be an interesting chiddush about being makdim the ayil. If you makdim the ayil, avodah sar apnim would be beseder, but not if you're makdim it to the avoda of the parashel kohen gadol, because there it's going to be an equal for the kloigiyas man kaparasa yet of the power of the kohen gadol, of the ayil of the kohen gadol, until he brings the power. So first he would have to bring the power. But if he didn't, if first he brought the ayil, it's going to be pasul. Because the dain loy gizman kaparosu shekoin godo ba'ayil, achis kapir ba'paro. Alright, so there's a lot more to say. And the b'ritzos Hashem darkeinu, we should be zochet to say it. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.